Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Walk us through the process. So you cook the indomie.
Okay, so from the jump, I boil the kettle because I haven't got time like that.
That's fine.
I crush it.
Yeah.
Then I pour it in. Yeah. Then I put the seasoning, the packet seasoning in, and then I add the hot water.
Okay.
Then I start.
No, guys, there's no water in there. Please, it's gone wrong from the beginning.
I just want to understand. So you crush it without any water in the bowl.
Yeah.
In the
pot.
Hello, go, go.
Are you challenging me?
Do you want to go, bro?
I will lie. Hello. It's been a long time.
How do I want to address you guys this week, man? I'm going to be nice.
Okay.
I'm in this camera.
Yeah,
I'm not in the middle at the moment. Cause we got two guests. Yeah,
that's over.
Here's me thinking intro.
Oh, wait, man. I'm addressing the nation. Sorry, sorry. Let me address the nation. What's happening, people? Man, it's another Monday morning. I hope you had a good weekend and have a good week coming up. Listen, first and foremost, let's start with the audio listeners, man. Cause you lot been doing good things. We've reached 4.9 in stars.
Nice. Okay.
We're pushing for 5. You know they give you like a stars rating. We're at 4.9. So push us over the edge. You Spotify listeners, I forgot that I couldn't see your comments where I was looking. I can only see Apple. So let me read 2 Apple ones to you quickly. Someone from Uganda. They said, hey guys, just want to let you know I've been listening here on Apple Podcast and here in Uganda. Big up and stop stressing about us commenting on here. We will never stop stressing about you guys commenting here. You guys must comment and leave 5-star. Be nice,
never
be nice.
Stop.
You know, like that. And then someone else said, long time listener, been listening to you guys for a minute. I remember when Fred wanted to be added to the couple's group chat and now he's married.
Wow. Yeah. Come a long way.
Legit stumbled onto the podcast when you first had Harry Pinero. That's what it says.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Crazy.
Do you want to fight?
No, 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 I just said...
Do you want to challenge me?
You said stubble, didn't it? I was thinking, so it's either you or that person that's made a mistake here.
Okay, so...
I don't know. I can't see what you're reading.
Okay, cool. Yeah, first had Harry Finero on. Been a fan since. Shout out to the man then. Thank you, man. I keep leaving those 5 stars in those reviews. We're going to read them out. YouTube. 1,000 subscribers, man. That's what we're going to.
100.
What did I say?
1,000.
See, so they're listening.
100K.
100K.
I said 1,000. You want us to go backwards?
It's been a lot. Hey. Woof. 100,000. Please click subscribe, man. Leave a like. And then at some point in the episode, drop a comment. You know, when you feel like we're chatting shit or someone's made a mess up, let us know. Yes, we're giving away a trip to Jamaica still. That's not over.
Yeah.
I think there's about almost 500 people that have bought tickets. The odds are it's getting challenging. So come and challenge them. Get your tickets, man. The link's in the description. All right. Anything else you guys want to address the nation with?
No, I think that's all right.
You're all right, yeah?
I think that's all good. That is all right. How are we doing, ladies?
Oh, good.
Just nudged my mic. All good.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm excited to be here.
You guys have been here for multiple studios, actually.
What did we say earlier? It wasn't the last one. It was one before that one. It was like 3 years ago now.
Yeah. So that would that be London podcast.
That'd be London podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one.
I remember, I saw a picture of us the other day.
Yeah, yeah, I went to that one.
Okay. I think that was your first time.
That was the first time I came on.
Yeah. Wait, have you been on twice ever?
This is my third time.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Alumni. No, but this is your second, right?
Second, yeah. You're only one behind me, babe.
No, but I thought this was your third even.
No.
I don't know
second
why.
Time. I don't even think I watched second your time. First episode.
Do you know what I remember? I remember after your one, us you coming back and saying that they wanted us to come on together because we had like similar vibes. Da, da, da.
Oh, yeah.
So then when you messaged me that, I was like, oh yeah, it's been like 3 years.
Yeah, makes sense, yeah.
But do you remember your mess up from last time?
What happened?
I'm
trying to remember. I think there was something. I don't remember something. What though. There was something.
Zoe Sampton.
Do you remember what it was?
I can't remember. Yeah, do you guys remember?
No, I didn't know she meant
it. Because I do remember holding a helmet.
What was yours?
I remember I said something. We were talking about secondary school, and I said that women are really funny. Like, we're really funny. And you guys were complete disagreement saying that women aren't as funny as men.
I changed my stance on that.
And it just went on for a while. Yeah. That topic.
I've changed my stance on that. Yeah. Shout out BTS.
Because women are hilarious.
Shout out BTS.
Women are getting funny now.
So. Nah, they are.
We've been funny. You've just not found the right women.
Right.
I think that's what it is. That's what it is. Because now I'm seeing, where did you lot come from?
I don't think you're as levels with men in funny.
Too much. I went to a girl's school, so I just can't agree with that.
See, this is exactly what I said. I went to a girl's school as well, so
tell us
I can't. I can't imagine you not having
fun. That's the same thing happened. It was you last time as well.
Make me laugh.
It was you that said the same thing last time. Yeah. Like, tell me a funny story. I said, huh? I don't remember. I don't know.
I'm sorry. See, I think women's funny is kind of, my funny is kind of different. Mm. I'm not like, oh yeah, tell me a joke. What's the joke?
I don't know. That means that you're funny though, if you can tell a joke on the spot.
No, it's not like a comedian joke. Like, tell a funny story that happened in school.
I don't know, but even that, it's like, oh, so where do you
act
like
make people funny?
No, like the times were funny. The environment was funny. Like, what was the funniest lesson?
It's like
lesson?
You had to be there kind of thing. Do you get
it? Yeah, and it was the funniest lesson. There,
so. The funniest lesson.
He's trying to pull you out.
Yeah, you dropped on time ago.
That one, we could just focus.
She's
here.
All there, just still on the hook. Like,
I'm like,
it's real food. They're not fishing, bro.
What was the funniest lesson in school?
We're not about to do that.
Well done.
Let me just help.
All I'm saying is, you've not been around the right women because women are funny. Right.
If it's not science, it's not funny. Science is the funniest lesson.
What? Oh, you mean like the funniest actual lesson?
As in, where do we mess about most?
Oh.
Definitely not science.
No, not science for me.
Class,
I was like,
it was very serious.
Ah, yeah, you lot wasn't. Yeah, yeah. Forget you.
I was trying to get an education.
That was a good time. School, food eating. That was when it was funny for me.
Yeah.
Food eating.
Yeah.
Not lunchtime.
Food eating.
You know what I mean?
No worries. Cool. What I want to talk about, is discoveries.
Oh, God.
And how people discover things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, there's a frog that if you lick, you can get high.
Yeah.
Like, you never heard that?
You never heard of it?
Both of our faces.
We were like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
There's a frog. Say that again. There's a frog.
A frog.
Uh-huh.
That or if you lick it.
One of them.
That if you lick it, you get high.
Are you sure it's not just like the disease penetrating your body that's making you feel a bit crazy?
It could be.
Yeah, but that's essentially toxins. That's essentially like you getting like hallucinating and getting high. And But it's like, who discovered, who thought, I'm going to lick?
That
How did you guys
mad.
Even discover that?
Yeah.
I first saw it on Family Guy.
Oh.
And I just thought Seth MacFarlane.
Is it real though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought, because even like ayahuasca, it's like, how do people, is there a discovery that you think to yourself, like, why did someone try this? Like,
yeah.
Milk.
Yep.
Milk.
Milking a cow. I always think, some weird what shit, man. The hell was that person doing?
That's not the only way you can get milk though, is it?
What, milking a cow?
Yeah. No, it's not the only way.
No, but that's the way we were getting milk before.
For time.
Before oat milk and coconut and almond. Yeah. They were touching cows. And nobody said
the same way of like how you eat like an ox's tail.
Yeah, but it's a bit different because you know food is like you kill it, you cook it, you eat whatever part. But to milk something, you went underneath it and started tugging
thing. I can kind of see the logic of how you would arrive there. Because if you think different animals have different uses, it's like, oh, who was the first person to shave the sheep and be like, let's use this for clothing?
Yeah, I can see that one, though. I can get that. Because you were cold, you said they look warm. I'm going to take what they've got. Mm.
But if you work in agriculture and the cow looks extended, you know, when the stomach is like distended or whatever you call it, it's like you're giving it relief.
So the milk had to come out
either way. Yeah, so I'm like, that doesn't seem that far removed.
Okay, yeah, that
it's
makes sense.
It's more the question of who decided to taste it first.
Yes, yes. That's the question.
Yeah. So I logicked our way out that one. You did.
That's the madness. Who said...
Let's drink it. Yeah.
Because you can't do animal testing. Like, you know, like with like makeup and that, you do animal testing, innit?
Yeah.
Or like shampoo.
Oh, you can't make that.
Like, if another animal tasted it, it's not going to tell you, that's calm.
Yeah,
it's true. Because it belongs to, like, you can't give it to another cow. Mm.
But well, also, the animal wouldn't be able to say, it's fine.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, no, but they just watch to see if it dies or not.
Oh.
it's like, because that's the thing with humans. If it doesn't kill you, we'll do it.
But I feel like a lot of things don't, when it comes to food.
Yeah, if it doesn't kill you straight away, we'll do it. Like, we know.
Things, how many things kill you that you ingest?
Pretty much everything. McDonald's. Like, you know what I mean?
We'll still eat it.
It doesn't kill me straight away.
I actually don't eat McDonald's.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm starting to not like it.
Yeah.
It's on the boycott list.
Yeah.
It's just really gone down. It finishes
my belly, man. My body actually rejects it.
Yeah, McDonald's.
I need to go to the toilet. It's horrible.
I'm just picky with food in general, though. It's like there's not many places that I'm like excited to eat at. Mm. It takes a lot for me to like, I just feel like, because I prefer like my own cooking, and I always say this, that everywhere I go, I'm like, this is going to be nice. And then I become like super like, this isn't as good as it should be. They need to add this. They need to put this in there.
Did you get your lobster mac and cheese?
From where?
No, weren't you looking for it for Valentine's Day or something?
Oh. No, I didn't end up making it because I couldn't find the lobster anywhere. Oh. I couldn't find the lobster. I was so excited to make that because I kept having like bad experience with having eaten lobster out, and I was like, okay, I want to make my own one. But
where did you go looking?
I went M&S
for lobster.
Oh, M&S mac and cheese is disgusting.
Really? What?
No,
really? What the
this
one
is when
you...
I found out the people with real taste.
Mm. Okay.
Because
so where's good M&S or good mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese the best is homemade,
definitely.
Yeah.
But I don't like the garlic mac and cheese from M&S. I feel like a lot of people really love it. I'm just like, this is not good, guys.
Slapping garlic in mac.
But the thing is, you can add extra cheese. So my missus did it.
It's not even it's so
okay, that's different.
Strongly garlicky.
Is it?
But do you know what's peak about even like you're saying like milk,
yeah?
Cheese is the same thing.
But you can make cheese.
From cow, no?
Yeah.
From milk.
Yeah.
How did Nara Smith made mozzarella from scratch?
Who's Nara Smith?
Are you joking?
Have you not seen Nara Smith? Oh my God.
She's like, she cooks everything. Is this girl on TikTok? Amazing.
Oh, and she cooks for her family?
Yeah.
Okay, I saw her making the bread and all that.
Which scratch though?
As in scratch, as in
from the beginning.
I didn't even know that's how cheese
was made. Yeah, but which scratch? Like,
no, from raw ingredients.
But he's saying at what point?
Like yeast.
I think she left the, she mixed milk and vinegar and left it to ferment, and then it got quite chunky, and then you like cut it up into pieces.
I deep it, but you're cool. You know, like that. People are like, nah, I'm not having gelatin. That's the ingredient in the Haribo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, cool. Some people are like, I'm not having cow's milk, but we'll have cheese. It's cow's milk. So like, even if she's making it from scratch, she had to get the ingredients.
I just told you she put milk and vinegar.
Yeah, so it's cow's milk, no?
Well, yeah, I think so.
But some people are against cow's milk and have only oat milk. Do you get on here? So it doesn't make sense that
you guys are in different places.
I was like, what?
We were all not there. But yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
Like she doesn't have a cow in the garden, is basically what you're saying.
Oh, no, so you're saying it wasn't from scratch.
I get what you're saying.
A share of the class.
Yeah, please, because I don't get it.
Like people will be against something, but they don't know that they're still consuming it. So it's like, for example, I don't know.
We are reading from two very different books right now.
Yeah, but I think where it started was totally different from where you went with it.
Oh, okay.
Why? I don't.
Huh?
Because even she didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah. But
the confusion is true. It's killing me, right?
We're saying, like, we're using scratch as if, like, it was the Big Bang Theory.
Yeah.
But the ingredients come from a cow. So what I'm saying is people are so against having cow's milk, but the cheese that even
they
if you're making
use,
it from scratch or buying it in the packet off the shelf is cow's milk.
Oh, no, but she could use other milk, though.
Yeah, she could use other milk,
Oat milk.
She used oat milk. That's what I'm saying, because you said scratch, so I'm thinking, but it's still cow milk, like, unless you use, because
No, but I feel like if someone is against something, they just wouldn't use it. Even if it's in cheese, you'll know to use a different kind of cheese that doesn't.
Have we seen a cheese? Do we look at our cheeses on the shelf and say,
"I'm not against cheese."
Yeah, I know, but
what milk do you use?
Oat milk.
Yeah, well, I feel like cow's milk breaks me out. That's why I use oat milk.
Like spots.
Yeah, but I also don't have that much cheese. Because dairy's dairy.
Dairy is dairy. This is so bad.
Yeah. I had an addiction to nuts at one point. I really like nuts.
I love nuts.
And I was using it as like a snacking thing. I used to snack on edible nuts like peanuts and like cashews and stuff like that. And in lockdown, because we didn't have delivery and things like that, so I feel like that was a great time for like being disciplined. One day I waxed off like a whole bag of, like it was like a mixed bag of nuts, and I woke up the next day and my face
finished.
And then I started reading up about the glycemic index and how it makes you, because of the fat. Who knew?
nuts do it to you.
Yeah, it's so high.
That used to be my brother, because it's funny enough, Snickers. That used to be his favorite chocolate, but that really used to give him spots.
Breakout crazy. Yeah.
Finishes. I've heard that nuts aren't even real.
What?
Peanuts.
Oh God, what are we talking about?
I'm just
saying.
What
do you mean by real?
I've heard like it's all GMO.
What, as in like
broccoli, kale, peanuts?
I've heard those, but
I've heard
peanuts. What, as in like they don't grow naturally?
Maybe from a lab, whatever they do, maybe they might put it in the ground, but it's not like it wasn't here. Mm. Like God didn't create it.
Is it?
If that makes sense. Man created it, basically.
What's the source for this information?
I can't even remember now.
TikTok.
Misinformation is rife.
Like, right now, we're in a place in the world where like bare things are getting debunked. Like bare things that you thought was
and
like
And you've come
helpful.
To tell us about nuts.
Mate.
I've heard.
Have you heard this new thing about oat milk?
What about it now?
Man, don't
tell
ruin
us, tell us.
Ruin it. Don't ruin oat milk, please.
It can never affect me because I can't read. But the streets are saying that there's a really high, well actually I looked at it the other day and it wasn't that high to me, but that basically people were saying that oat milk is really high in sugar. Oatly Barista to be specific. And
okay.
Not the blue one, the barista one.
Yeah, it wasn't that crazy to me.
I looked at the macros and I was like, this doesn't seem like nuts to me. Oh, another thing they were saying is in the ingredients it's only like 10 or 20% of nut and like a really high content of oil.
Oh, I thought it was just water.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
That's crazy. Do you know what it is? I think Eddie is going to have a bigger impact than Jamie Oliver.
Honest to God, because that's the only reason we care so much
yes,
right
I
now.
Yes, I actually think that's what...
Like, everybody's like, bro, let me actually check what I'm eating.
Yeah. I've been crashing
it's
eggs.
It's because he's just so aggressive.
Like I went
he's
to very thing.
Aggressive. He's just aggressive with it.
He is. Like, all right, wake the fuck up. I'm awake, Rev. The other day, my missus was making a sandwich and she actually buttered the half and half, half shit and half shit. She buttered it and then she put it down. She's like, are you going to the shop? I wasn't going to the shop.
But now I'm going to the shop.
So I had to go and buy fresh ciabatta or whatever they call
it. Oh, wow.
So she
ciabatta?
Yeah. What is it? Ciabatta?
Ciabatta.
I said whatever they call it. I don't know what it's called.
Hey.
Because he looked over there. Don't look over there.
Ciabatta or whatever. Surely half and half is better.
No, because there's other shit in it. This one's fresh baked bread.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. I had to go to the fresh bakery. Not in a pack.
Uncle Eddie said we should be making our own bread.
That's long.
Who said that?
Uncle Eddie.
Yeah. It's only yeast.
But to be fair, my friend was, she said the other day she had, because he said to have 3 eggs and an avocado or half an avocado for lunch or like brunch or whatever. And she said genuinely, it filled her up the whole day.
Who said
three
that?
3 eggs and an avocado?
My friend. So apparently Uncle Eddie was like, oh, just have 3 eggs and an avocado because it's like high in fat, high in protein.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you need.
I'm a crashers. I'll do 6 eggs.
Yeah, I mean, for your body composition.
Oh, yeah. And indomie, I'll do like a 4-pack as well.
4-pack?
But you can't have indomie because that is actually crazy. Finish it.
Yeah, but I'll do a 4-pack.
I do two as well.
I used to, I'm bulky. It's bulky
season. These times, you don't even finish it.
One and a half? Nah, you're childish.
Nah, but leaving the packet open is crazy.
I can't finish two, but one and a half, that's
so you actually break it?
Yeah, I do literally.
Wow.
But also, I don't feel like it's got enough season in it.
Nah, it doesn't.
It's going to be two, so that's why when it's one and a half, the season they have the two.
Okay, I hear you.
But you don't go in the seasoning drawer and put your own.
No, I mean, sometimes, but like,
I'm with you. Sometimes.
The only thing I put in there is scotch bonnet. Like, I like it spicy.
Yeah.
You had my endomie the other day.
Yeah, delicious.
I messed up one time. I didn't use their seasoning. If you don't use theirs,
no, horrible. Unless you're making something completely different. Unless you're making something completely different.
No, but I put my own seasonings. It needs their one. What did you put? Crushed chilies.
Why though? Their season is perfect.
Really it is, perfect. But that's what makes honest. Oh, really it, it's not enough. So I said, okay, let me see.
Wait, on its own, it's not enough. For
like
you.
Its I own seasoning, that. Like the two sachets that come in the packet.
Yeah,
on its own, it's not enough.
Wait. Do you like your Indomie watery?
Oh no,
this is a conversation.
That's the issue.
No, I like dry.
How dry are we talking, everybody?
Like, there's no water.
As in, not even a. Tiny, a little bit. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah,
a little bit of moisture.
I don't want to see any moisture on the plate.
Nah, I need to see some moisture on the plate.
Nah, I want it to be dry.
Okay, now we have to get to the crux of this.
Yeah.
When do you add your seasoning?
Yes.
Also, because you're supposed to do it
when there's barely any water left.
Yes.
What?
That's why you think it's good.
That's why you don't think it's good. When there's barely any water left, all the seasoning is going on the noodles. Instead of in the.
They don't know, man.
Basically,
you just got bare salt on the top of your noodles.
No. Because the water's not completely done. It's still a little bit of water.
But how are you not even draining your this tin? Like, do you just drain it?
But it boils off.
Man, put it in the sieve tin.
It evaporates.
What? Huh?
What's going on?
Put your Indomie in.
Wait. Hold on. I might be with you. Go on.
I put it in. You know this. Is it not called a sieve? But I pour.
Because it feels the pressure now, isn't it? Don't panic. I'm with you. Go.
Sieve. Man pours it in the sieve. So
to get rid of the water.
After it's done, yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean?
As in, like, you cut it after it's done and you put it in the sieve
to drain the water.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and then
let him land.
I leave a little bit of residue and then put it in a plate.
What?
And it's got all. Wait, I see all of the seasonings.
But that makes sense. Point. If you like dry indomie, then fair enough.
No,
but
Babe, when does he add the seasoning?
No, he's already added the seasoning by this seasoning time, right?
So you
added,
drained so, it with the seasoning.
So the seasoning's gone in the sink.
No, that's why I can see it on my indomie.
Yeah, but the majority of it is in the water.
We don't need it all. That's high in fat.
Wait, hold on. Question. So walk us through the process. So you cook the indomie.
Okay, from the jump, I boil the kettle because I haven't got time like that.
That's fine.
So then I put it on the hob.
Yeah.
And what are you, like, hob or microwave?
Hob. Oh, microwave, God forbid. Sorry.
Microwave. We won't get anywhere. You need to elevate. You need to be middle class.
Microwave.
Do you microwave?
No, I don't even cook indomie.
Oh.
You're not a peasant.
Yeah, I fuck a glass, bitch.
I'm on Sharwood's, nigga. Sharwood egg noodles. Minimum.
You could never make
me
indomie.
Shout out to Eddie.
I'm so sorry.
I don't really fuck with indomie like that. No. But
you have mad opinions about indomie because then you don't eat it.
No, but that's the way I enjoy it. If I'm going to have any sort of packet noodle, like that kind of, you know, instant noodle, basically.
Yeah.
If I have it, it would be, I wouldn't, it was just because you said you boil the water.
Mm.
That's what I was thinking. Nah, like, to me, it's like you put the water in it, you let it
bubble.
While
the water's boiling, I crushed the indomie in the packet.
Oh, you crushed it.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
So he's, it's like little spiders, one by one.
Do you know why? Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why.
I don't want to let him.
Listen, because I'm a four pack. So it needs to fit in the pot because I don't want to get
a bigger pot.
No, that's wasteful.
I have to get a bigger pot.
I've got a bigger pot, but I don't want to. Because then if I put the four full packs in, it just looks silly. Now I'm putting more.
No, but the way you crushed it was mad as well.
Crushing it in the. Yeah, you even did like
the double guac. That was crazy. But aside from that, how crushed is this crushed?
Because
you can just break it in half.
No, I don't like that.
And make it fit.
I crush it.
Yeah.
Then I pour it in. Yeah. Then I put the seasoning, the packet seasoning in, and then I add the hot water.
Okay.
Then I start.
Wait, no, guys.
There's
please,
no water in
please,
there.
Please, no. Just to understand
wrong from
something.
The beginning.
I just want to understand. So you crush it without any water in the bowl?
Yeah.
In the
pot. In the packet. Okay. In the bowl.
In the bowl. Okay. And
then
in the pot.
And then put the seasoning and then put the hot water because it's boiled.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then I'll mix it.
Yeah.
And then I add my own seasonings.
Oh,
then I drain it in the sieve.
After it cooks.
Yeah.
Good,
you know, just 4 or 5 minutes.
The season into mad. The
oh, try, mad. I'm gonna take a picture of my indomie. You must. Seasoned off, like.
Guys. In the comments, please talk to your boy.
So honestly,
you just poured the entire seasoning in the sink. You're talking about it doesn't have flavor.
I didn't pour the entire seasoning. It's just
no, because he's let it cook for a minute.
Yeah,
so
it's
the seasoning.
It's infused.
Yeah, but you can only have so much seasoning.
When you put the seasoning in,
because he puts too much water. That's the problem. That's so you need to reduce the water.
But the natural seasoning is in with the water, and you just poured half of the water in the sink.
But he doesn't like the. But he doesn't like the water in it, right?
I don't need too much.
So you want to drink it?
Boil it off to the amount that you like the water, and then you add the seasoning.
I'm a 4-pack. This is a whole different ball game to one and a half.
It's crazy.
You're crushing on my level, yeah.
You know what? It sounds like he's you know orange juice with pulp. Yeah. He's got yeah. Noodle water with pulp, bro.
Basically,
because the way he's crushing his noodles. What the hell is this? Seasoned pulp, bro.
No, I thought it was I need it to be long.
Yeah, yeah. I need to twist my fork.
I like the water to break it down.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not crushing it. Like,
even Sharwood's like over here knows how to do it, man.
So you lot all did it the same.
What, 100%.
Do you not let the water boil in?
I let it boil.
First?
Yeah, and then you add the seasoning. And
then you see. Wait. You see, your friend is mad.
So I cook the noodles. Oh yeah. Let the water boil off to like how much water I want, and then I add the seasoning. 100%.
Mm-hmm. And if the noodles are getting too soft before the water's got low enough, I tip a bit out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Do you like add the seasoning late? Where's the infusing?
It infuses. It's still something.
The marination.
That's why you won't need all the extra stuff that you put inside. Right. Yeah. You're allowing it to cook properly.
I need the extra things.
Because I'm telling you, a lot of it is being lost in the water.
100%.
Right. It's not. Trust me. Okay, let's eggs. Do you lot season your eggs still?
I'm not.
Well, it depends what kind of eggs are we making.
Scrambled. Yeah. You're making scrambled. Just with salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Oh. And like some mixed, a bit of herbs.
I'll put some Maggie in there.
You don't need to put Maggie in everything.
MSG is killing our people.
That's what I'm saying. Eggs
MSG
just taste like eggs.
MSG is killing us.
Everything tastes the same. Woomy, what's going on?
She said slap some Maggie in there. Some Maggie inside.
Maggie cube. Crush
yes,
it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Our eggs are so good though. Sorry.
I'm mad salt conscious, so I try to avoid adding any like salt.
Yeah. You guys live very healthy lives.
And let me ask you a question. When you eat the egg, what do you eat it with?
Depends, bread.
Okay, so when you eat the bread, you just eat the bread and the egg. You don't put any like sauce.
What, like ketchup or
what ketchup kind of sauce
or mayo?
I might do like, is that what you do?
I might do like a ketchup. Yeah.
Oh no. Yeah. See, that's why the seasoning, the Maggie would do all of that. I don't need the ketchup.
Only butter on my bagel
for egg sandwich. Okay,
yeah. I don't even put it in. Like I have avocado. Maybe if it's middle class, we've add salmon. Okay. But salmon's expensive, man.
Salmon and avocado is such a calorie dense breakfast.
Is that a lot?
It's very fatty, isn't it?
It's very dense. And people use it as like a healthy option, but it's very dense. The avocado and the salmon and then the bread.
It's expensive.
And then you might add butter.
It's like two sheets of salmon for £7 right now.
It used to be £4.
It used to be cheaper.
Right? And that was expensive.
Oh, I don't really love salmon. Now I just look at it like, bro.
I'll be looking at all of the salmons on the shelf. Trying to find the cheap on Club Card, Nectar. It's
not crazy
doing
the difference that Club Card
Nectar's horrible.
But you know
sorry.
What, like,
I don't shop at Tesco.
Started doing that now.
Really?
In Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
That should be
I think they all should do some sort of reward system, but don't make the
prices
food,
more
expensive
I
if you
agree.
Don't have the card.
I agree. Because what if I forgot it at home that day?
Yeah.
And what if I just don't
want to
sign up?
You have to slap it on your keys.
Yeah,
man.
I need to do that. Some,
we have to understand. You have to give away your data, guys.
Yeah.
Just give it away.
Just to win.
That's crazy.
Sometimes when I see Nectar, £2 off, I'm thinking, you want £98? Like,
what do you mean?
Like, my bill is 100, so they knocked off £2, and I'm thinking all of these items, not nothing here is
yeah.
on
it's
sale
annoying.
Today.
It's very, very
food is
annoying.
Really expensive at the moment.
It's
actually,
mad.
Food is insanely expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. Even like toiletries.
Toiletries.
Yes. Like detergent and stuff like
that.
House
my God.
Yeah, house
detergent
is expensive.
Crazy. So have you thinking, hey, we might have
what?
To go to
it's
just
crazy.
Not washing or hand washing, just water. You
what?
Know? Let water
to be honest, hand washing.
Be careful. They're cooking. They're going to cancel
me.
They're going to cancel me.
So what? You hand wash?
Hold up.
Let me go.
One second.
Land.
Okay, so one day,
just one day. Go.
I took a trip to counts.
Yes, you have to make it sound like it's an anomaly.
What's it called?
A rare occasion.
The laundrette.
That's the lady.
Okay.
Mm. Went over. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, I want to wash this jacket and this jacket. And she bills me this crazy price. And I was like, oh no, we're not doing that. So I was like, listen.
So do you mean dry cleaners?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So I'm like, sister, like, what's the trick? What makes you, like, how can you do this? And why can't I do this? Mm-hmm. Like, what are you guys doing? She was like, you know what, babe? Let me show you. Mm-hmm. So she brings out this little, you know what you guys use for your hair? Like your brushes.
Yeah.
But it was a really thick one, like a really strong one. Yeah. And so she was like, grabbed, so it was like a fur jacket or something like this, but my green one. Mm. And it had like all makeup stains and just a couple other stains on it.
Yeah.
And she just showed me, she was like, use fairy liquid and just.
Oh no, fairy liquid.
No, guys, but
before.
A dry cleaner.
Yeah.
Can't use liquid.
But she was telling me that this is what she would do.
Oh, if she was not doing dry cleaning.
Yeah. She was like, okay, she was like, don't even bother like bringing yourself here, like go home.
Oh yeah,
the just wash it like this. And I've been doing that, and it's so good. Even with your bed sheets, like you know, sometimes the washing machine is a liar.
You're a liar. I've got tips and tricks. Yeah, if you've got whites, again that fairy liquid.
Hello.
Put like a is it like a flannel or something in there and put fairy liquid all over it and put it on the top of it and it kind of like seeps down through the wash. But fairy liquid fucking gets that.
So strong.
Fairy liquid
is really good.
Yeah,
it's so
proper strong.
Crazy. Yeah, because I got one of them, you know, carpet cleaning machines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but like the handheld joint.
Yeah.
I cleaned my jacket with it the other day.
Did it work?
How did that go?
It was calm. Still, I've.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Never used it before. Yeah. But it was splashing bare water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's crazy.
Wait, so was you cleaning your jacket on the floor?
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Man standing over his jacket.
Wait, no, because I did the same thing with my car the other day. Like Saturday morning washing my car, hoovering it.
Yeah.
Like, back inside, all of it, and it was a great time.
No, yeah. it's good.
Listen,
you get a pressure washer as well. Right. It's better. Oh my god!
Oh, I love my pressure washer.
Now I'm scared of the pressure washer to wash the car.
Yeah. Oh,
I might smash a window.
The
glass.
No, the settings. The settings.
Now mine's only got on and off.
Oh, nah, but trust me, the one that you've got, it's not like you've got a fire hydrant, bro. Like, he's had to, like, he's got the whole, like, you know,
yeah, you know,
to put out fires, like,
and all of that. Yeah, nah.
Like, he's got the fire brigade hose or something like that. Like, nah,
I'm serious.
Nah, my thing's all right.
I've got the one to clean the pavement.
Oh, that's why it has one set in.
But my one, like, proper gets the weeds out of the cracks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Knocks the dirt out of there. I'm like, too much.
Oh, you guys have family houses.
Yeah. That's a real man. People like, this is sick.
They're talking about cracks. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
But the detergent, and just in, back to the point of like how expensive the detergent and stuff is, you know, the Lenore, they got like
the pretty one,
the ball thing.
Oh my god,
Jesus Christ is Lord. How much are those?
£9.
No, but guys, can I tell you something about them?
They just turned up,
bro.
I put those in my all white wash and it stained it.
Is it?
Yeah, blue, everything went like a weird tint of blue.
Oh, that's
yeah, so I now don't use it in white.
So much.
piss me off. And like, nothing it's not coming out. And I'm like, but it's a whitewash.
Yeah. Putting something in the wash and it coming out dirty. Oh, horrible.
Oh, it's the worst feeling, man.
Stain.
Dirty, I don't mind.
A stain is, and like, horrible. White linen trousers are amazing. They're so
The game never used to be like this. The game never used to. I'm sure back in the day, we just had a young tablet. And some softener in it. Now you got the little.
But those balls are effective.
They are. They make your clothes smell great.
They make it smell really good. Yeah, and like using outdoor as well. Jesus Christ, we're old. Using like outdoor Lenore. The outdoor one.
Oh, that smells
that
like
one. Yeah,
stronger, innit?
Yeah.
Stronger.
I can't wait to get my clothesline back out. What? In the summer? Know. Let's get
I've been using my dryer.
Oh, it's pissing me off.
I hate dry clothing. It always shrinks my clothing.
Nah,
I don't use
that. Nah, I've clocked it now.
After we spoke about it,
that's what I don't
Oh my God.
Do you know what I realised,
What?
When I was younger, I used to think that every time you wash, you have to iron your clothes, like, because it's going to be creased regardless. I didn't know shaking it out did so much for it. Like,
what do you mean?
I'm like, just finding that out now. I didn't know that.
So, like, you if see, you like, when you like when you go to hang your clothes,
you shake the shit out of it,
and you don't have to iron it.
It just dries.
It just dries.
Two waps.
The way the water creases it in, but like my missus was doing it, I was like, brah. But you know, you're thinking,
you're thinking she's mad.
No, you're thinking,
why
she's mad.
She shaking I'm thinking, the fucking clothes?
If I talk too much, she might reverse the marriage. I think, bruh, is this the home this guy's come from? How do you not know to shake the clothes out? But if you shake that shit, you get bare creases. That, like I barely have to iron. I used to have to iron all the time, but now I don't.
Do you iron clothes like that?
I like ironing clothes.
Yeah, but I only iron certain things.
Yeah,
I wouldn't iron these.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't. Or inside out, maybe.
Yeah, like you wouldn't. Shirts, anything linen.
Linen,
and
you need to iron that.
Yeah, I'm saying shirts, linen, and jeans. Yeah.
Do you iron your bedding?
You have to.
It's a never in my life, you know.
It's a good sleep.
Today
I've not done it, but it makes it
It's a good sleep. The only reason why you enjoy hotels is because it's fucking iron.
And it smells good.
Hours.
Don't you do it when it's on?
On what?
On the bed.
It's on the bed. I do it once it's on the bed.
I do it on my ironing board.
Wait, what?
Do you know it's because I have like a
yeah, you just put it on the bed and you just
mine is just straight to my mattress.
That's very smart.
I have a mattress topper. Okay, it's like really like soft, so I feel like if I iron over it,
it might burn through.
Yeah. Fair enough. But no,
also you iron it with the in the duvet cover.
Yeah,
or just on its own, just laid out on the bed.
No. On once it's on everything, so I put everything on.
But then you're just deflating.
So you're just ironing the bed.
Yeah.
That's rough still.
Wumi's learned a lot about herself today.
It's been five since I've been doing it.
What you're supposed to be doing is like folding it.
Yeah, and then ironing it.
I don't.
That's
I
long,
you know
bro.
You get this the good piece. TikTok it's is a so long. Because the girlies on TikTok, and I actually think they iron it first and then they do this. I used to see them do it with a steamer. So I've got a hand. I went for about five different steamers because I thought they were all like weak and
broken. Yeah, steamers are
like. But it's just not strong enough to iron.
Steamers are horrible business, man.
Steamers
irons
are
it.
Are the real.
I hate the ironing board. They're so clunky, man.
Yeah, this is why it takes so long because you have to rotate it so many times and inside out.
That's just laundry.
I considered getting one of the ironing boards on the back of the
That's ironing on your bed.
Iron on the bed now, man.
But then you're just deflating your duvet.
No, not on the duvet, on the actual bed.
Just, just sort of whack off the side. Just
on the mattress?
Yeah, not on the mattress, on it like straight, but like the...
I used to use one of my mum's wrappers and put it on the floor.
Bed sheet.
Your mum had a wrapper and slapped the wrapper on the floor.
Did your mother know that you were doing that? This reminds me actually of like, you know, the new... This is spoilers. So if you haven't watched Love is Blind, then sorry. Mm-hmm. The new season of Love is Blind... Mm-hmm. There was a character in it called Clay.
Yes.
And obviously he was being honest about like...
there was a man.
Dad, right?
That's a real human being. Right?
So then the mum was like, in this experiment revealed some things to me that I didn't know before. About how he used to take like Clay on his like little cheating spree. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking if your mum watches this, she's going to find out that you were using her wrapper to iron clothes on the ground.
So it's like Clay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She went all the way around.
But let's talk about, while we're here, let's talk about the new Love's Grind.
Love is Blind. Because we didn't get to talk about the live stream. My God.
Let's do an introduction.
Okay, cool.
Night Baby Show, my name is Semi Alchemy.
I'm Fred Santana.
I've got a shoot in the house.
Yeah.
He irons on his bed. Mm-hmm. And does it.
It doesn't crush his Indomie. Crushes you haters though.
He might whip it up with the Indomie. Like irons on his back.
They go overseas, underseas, or God, whatever God. Is my nigga VP in the cut? That's a scary sign.
Yo.
And we got some alumni in the house.
Mm. Oh, not alumni. Alumni is crazy.
Alumni.
Insane.
Gorgeous, beautiful content creators that are very consistent.
Gorgeous gangsters.
You see what they're doing on their own channel.
Yes, women.
Interviews or makeup or whether it be in Kenya somewhere with
Why
YouTube.
Is the face like this? Because what? Alumni, you had me there.
Yeah, alumni.
Love that. Yeah, go ahead.
Alumni is like real alumni, belonging.
It's like, it's belonging. Firm. Oh, yeah. Very firm.
It is. Gang. It is.
Very solid. Like I said, woof.
Yeah, that's the vibes. We got the lovely and gorgeous Wumi Bello and we got Uche in the house.
Hello, everybody. Oh, camera. So, your camera's over there.
So, Love is Blind, season 6, the finale. Dennis, it's on you.
I didn't watch The Last Marriage because I turned it off straight off.
After AD. We were fucking debating about the last one. I didn't even pause it. I said, we know what's going to happen with them.
Yeah, no. I said, they're getting married. It doesn't matter, bruv.
It doesn't matter. I fast forwarded that shit because there was one more shit with AD and Clay.
Her dad's a pussy on
But
that.
Did you guys actually think AD was and Clay were going to get married? I'm not going to lie, he had me.
I thought they were going to get married. I thought they were going to get married.
I just watched the beginning parts and then I just was like, everybody seems crazy.
I actually don't know if I think.
I thought he was only because of the language they were using and the language he was using. But as soon as she like stepped up and she went first, I was like, he's going to say no.
That's it. That's
it. They always position it that way intentionally. Yeah.
It's the way he said
Who's
no.
Who's that lady? The one that is constantly on this man about why is he going out? I've been seeing
Chelsea.
He ended with Chelsea and Jimmy.
They ended it.
I thought he was going to do it at the altar.
I wanted him to do it at the altar.
You know what? I think the producers probably stepped in because if he did it at the altar, I think Chelsea might have actually had a nervous breakdown.
She liked him that much.
Yeah, I think she would.
Even my mum and dad. I went for lunch with my mum and dad yesterday, and they were like, "Chelsea is insane."
Yeah,
she is obsessed.
Very manipulative.
Are your mum and dad? Like proper Nigerian.
Yeah.
Well,
they love
him. Why did you get that?
No, I was going to say bush, fresh. No, I said, proper Nigerian.
Yeah, they're Nigerian.
So, like, did you watch it with them at all?
No, I don't live at home.
But I started watching it with them
last weekend, and obviously they watched it during the week.
They
finished it during the week. So, yesterday we were talking about it, and they were just like, because they got hooked on the season with Raven. You know, Raven and. SK.
I know her name, but I never watched
it. Oh, Raven, the
Pilates babe.
Yeah, gym.
And like they followed all the drama after that. So they just got hooked. Well, my mum's been hooked, but my dad is like a recent fan. So yeah, we were talking about Chelsea and Jimmy. I'm surprised he lasted that long.
He did amazing. He did amazing.
When she was talking in the bathroom and then she said, oh, but you slept with your friend.
Yeah.
I was like, why would you do that?
What's going on?
And he also said he brought on 11 boys and they only showed the clips of the two female friends.
Oh, they smashed it because I was like, that's really mad for you to.
He said he brought 11 male friends.
To them.
Yeah. So basically, one of the couples, the guy, when you do your friend intro,
she's the audience, though. Some people might not have watched it, so go on.
But I'm quick to catch on, so go on.
So in the friend intro part of the series, he brought 11 boys and two girls, but they only showed the clips of the lady meeting the girls. Off camera, he told her, oh, I've slept with one of them. But he didn't want that to be public information. She just said it. And then they were having an argument on camera and then she brought it up to be like, but you're going out with these girls that you slept with. And he was like, why would you bring that on camera? I told you that in confidence off camera. She's manipulated.
I hear it, but on a side note thing, on a timeline topic, you can't be friends with someone you shagged.
Actually, let's actually have a conversation about this. Let's have a conversation about this.
I guess we're here.
I just have to.
Can I tell you that Lola and I were having this conversation about... Lola and I were having this... Shout out Lola from WME. We're having this conversation about...
Shout out Lola, man.
Yeah, big up Lola. About being like your partner being friends still with like exes or people they've had like sexual encounters with, like being in close proximity.
Yeah.
Like what's your
thing? Because his is a little further where it's like, like they was calling each other. Like,
yeah, they were doing a lot like, to me.
Wait, you can be friends.
Jimmy and his
but
ex,
you have to cool down.
The one that he
said he just
FaceTime. For that's, hours.
That's okay, FaceTime is a bit excessive.
Oh, she was saying they FaceTime for hours.
FaceTime is a bit much.
I don't know if it was for hours. Because it's coming from her, I don't know how truthful
and she's a bit of Chelsea a drunk as well.
Oh, that same lady.
Chelsea, babe?
Drunkards.
She's really something, man.
She's a lot.
Sorry, just to go back to that question that Uche asked. So, what's your opinion?
I actually don't mind. I'm not really in the... Oh, it's going to drag me again. I'm not really in the habit of telling people what to do and what not to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm just like, use your brain a little bit. There's people that you might be associated, but if it gets to like an inappropriate, you naturally take a step back. Like,
this doesn't
really make sense for us to be as close. We know we have like a flirty dynamic. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't be having no flirty dynamic with someone and thinking that it's okay for you.
That's
like,
impossible.
To still be as close.
What's impossible?
There's two. You can't flirting with someone you shag.
No.
Yeah, and then like you're still flirting with them, but you've got a girl now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That's
like,
crazy.
But if it's like you have like a good friendship.
Yeah.
And it's like.
There's two things. Don't let me know. And if you
do.
No,
I want to know if they're going
to
be
around. Don't not let me know.
No, don't let me know, man. But then also,
don't let me find out.
I'm stronger than him.
No, see, my man would absolutely kill me.
Sure. I feel like you can't really tell men, but I feel like you should tell women.
Why can't you tell men? Because
I feel like you have to think of the kind of person your partner. Me, I would tell my partner, right? But I also wouldn't date someone that was like a type of way. There's some people's partners that I'm like, I don't know if you should tell them.
Because you know what I hate? What I hate more than anything is going to a party or going to an event and someone coming up to me and telling me, excuse me.
I should have known before. Because
I have to be like, because then I've got nothing to stand on. I'm like,
Now I'm blindsided. Yeah.
Wait, like a girl coming up and saying, I shag your man?
Not like that. But you know, passing conversation, like she'll be like, oh my gosh, you remember that time with Kunle? And you're like, ah?
Or like,
what Kunle are we talking about? My Kunle.
I can't start telling you everyone now.
Kunle, do you know what I mean?
No. You don't do everyone.
You're going to be in close. Only
someone that's like
I don't know if they're gonna be there.
No, but if you arrive and you see somebody's there,
that ruins the night.
No,
pull aside straight away.
Yes.
No, it's like after the fact, you're like, oh, I didn't want to say it then, but blah 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 blah. So then you know,
just in case,
in
case they come up and be like, yeah, man, Vegas was wild.
But even if they don't,
wait, hold on.
And you're like, what part of Vegas?
But you know what happens? The whole perception of the night changes.
Why?
Like everything she saw before is not how she saw it.
Completely
then.
Different. If you got her a drink, oh my god. You're feeding.
You bought her a bottle.
No. Why are you being so polite to her?
No.
Yeah.
I feel like I would really appreciate it.
Yeah,
like,
I want
to
know.
What, as in to know before you get. So let's just say the scenario, going into a party.
Yeah.
Your boyfriend sees that, oh, there's a lady in there that he's done something with.
Yeah.
And he's cordial with her.
Yeah.
Do you want him to say then? Hey, I've had sex with that girl.
I say maybe not when we get home.
Really?
Like, so after
the
party.
Yeah. We'll probably have to see them again.
Okay, I think my thing is it depends on this lady's something. So if she's someone who is wild and most likely going to say something in that party, and you know her to be that kind of person, then definitely tell me there.
Yeah.
Because if you don't tell me there, and then she comes and then again, going back to Kunle, or whoever, like whatever, excuse me, you should have told me. Even if it might ruin the night, because you know that this person is not normal and they're likely going to do something not normal.
Let's assume everyone is normal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I want to know because I would tell you.
Yeah, after. Also, I'm saying after, I can tell you.
I'm saying it depends how the night is going. If we're like just chilling and standing
during,
there.
Impossible.
No, during 100% if the person's not normal.
Everyone thinks they're normal until a not normal situation pops up.
Yeah.
I don't know how to act.
But how many ways can you... I just told you we had a brief encounter.
See, even you saying it like that, my mind does what it wants.
Brief encounters a bit. No, but you wouldn't say it like that to your man.
It's giving entanglement.
I wouldn't say brief.
Like, did he take you out to dinner or did he just whack your bum? What happened?
Two exes. Everyone else is a brief encounter.
Everybody.
But your man might be like, what do you mean by brief encounter?
What's brief?
It was brief.
What's brief?
It doesn't matter. Like,
what? You know what?
Once.
That's a brief encounter.
Right.
So everyone you've had one night stands with now.
No, I'm not saying this can go left. She's saying how, like, then they ask for more detail. And if maybe it's the thing where, oh, we just dated. But I also don't just, like, knock boots with, I'm not knocking yeah. boots with bare people. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's never going to be
an issue.
Yeah.
We hear it, but again, with like the normality of the night, we've mm-hmm. got DLT. Sorry to put it on DLT, but we've got.
Why? Can we talk about why DLT are always in this?
Because they're the party. That's the party.
Okay, DLT, recess.
That's when us adults are losing our relationships.
We've gone out for a function. Yeah,
where else can we go? What's the ski thing that they just did?
Soft life ski.
You know, like,
I'd say I'd be like, oh, me and that guy went on a date.
Oh, I thought you meant the soft life.
Yeah, that was
okay. Oh, right. Like, you just volunteered information. Yeah. Clarify.
They were like, oh, wow. Nice. But don't worry, thanks for sharing.
Let's go back to Love Island. Love is Blind.
Oh, yeah.
So Chelsea and Jimmy, they split early. I thought he was going to do it at the altar. But yeah, I hear like the producers might have said, hey. Do it now.
For Chelsea's sake.
The way who was the roughest, in fact? There's Kenneth.
Kenneth was the roughest.
Kenneth, like, easily.
Apparently,
in the house.
They're saying that they'd already had, like, quite a few conversations around it. That's why that conversation seems so, like, because apparently that was, like, the producers made them do that one again.
Oh,
so they, like, right. So as an audience, we would see them ending.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Right. It was given that.
No, she was
basically,
crying,
she said Thank to him, you. Oh, you came home really late last night.
Is this the lady, Lauren?
There was an interracial couple.
Oh, yeah.
Kenneth and what was her name?
Can't even remember.
Super sweet, though. The white lady was super, super sweet.
She was.
Kenneth appeared to be nice. Do you know what my mum said? My mum was like, as soon as he got that phone back, it was over.
It was.
Mm. As soon as he got his phone back, it was over.
Yeah.
And then randomly, they're like in the kitchen on the island.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you came home last night. And he was like, oh, I was trying to show you affection. And she was like, well, it was like 3 a.m. in the morning. You knew I had to be up at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, like, blah, blah. And he was like, I think we should end it.
It was
and then
rough.
He like
Even
goes
I
in
was...
his bag, calls a female friend talking about, oh yeah, I'm on my way over.
How do you know it was a female?
It was a female's voice.
Who heard the voice?
I don't remember.
They played the voice, no?
No.
Yeah,
I just
did.
Remember him saying, yeah, I'm coming over. And
they
that was
did.
It.
Say I'm about to
hey, listen,
right
I'll pull up the receipts
up.
Right now.
I think you made that up.
I think you made that up.
Maybe. Also, sorry to take us away from this, but I went to see Shifters play at Bush Theatre.
Yeah.
And one of the points they made in the play was that there is actually no true, like nothing is really true. Because see how I've just said,
it was a woman.
When you're recounting a situation,
you never remember. You fill in the gap.
We can also look back.
that one.
And be like, that didn't happen.
Bring up the receipt for that one.
I hear your point, but.
I just triggered that one.
That one is a little different. So we can go fact check that.
So let's fact check it though, because I swear.
I'll try and find it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So what's wrong with that guy?
They're saying,
is he unstable?
Do you know what? Because
they start calling him sassy. I was like, come on, man, don't do that.
Some people trying to drag him out the closet.
Yeah.
Mind you,
he was a principal. She was a teacher. They were like both 25.
Mm.
Right. Yeah, both young. They seem to have a very, very good relationship in the pods.
Yeah.
Mm. Even on the honeymoon.
I need to see what he looks like.
AD crashed his head, though.
I think so. AD I actually think when he got home, he had another... Because basically, his whole thing was how he was pro-black.
Yeah. Yep.
And then him and AD, who's the black girl in it,
were
having a conversation, and she'd mentioned something like, oh, do you feel safe for her to like raise your black kids and stuff like that?
Yeah.
And AD was basically saying, as long as she's aware of like...
What comes with it, it'll be fine.
And I actually think she was ready for it.
Yeah.
But I also think he's maybe had a conversation with his friends from home and they've been on some...
Nah.
Yeah, because his behavior was...
But also,
oh, yeah,
it's
no, that makes sense.
It's
not the
first time that AD poked her nose, though.
Really?
Oh, the second time? That was the first
Jeremy
time.
And,
then,
Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah, that was the second time.
Say Jeremy.
When she was going back and forth, with, was her name Amber? What's her name?
Yeah,
because he spells it.
Sarah.
Says it looked. When I first saw it, I was like, Jeremy?
But I was wondering who sent her to do DI detective.
There was your own thing to handle, and she was nosing in two other people's. She was just getting at other people's. It's like, hey, miss, you best focus because her heartbreak was rough at the altar. But Donnie showed her signs for a minute.
And let's talk about this, right? Because I feel like with AD, when it comes to Clay, if she was honest with herself, this guy was basically like, the first red flag for me was in the pods. He said that he held on really tightly to being 29 because he was so scared of turning 30.
Okay.
And I was like, that's very strange.
Yeah.
What's strange about that?
Because I feel like someone that's holding on to like the glory days of their like of 29,
they're not ready to mature.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're avoiding.
They're not ready to embrace what's coming. Like you want to still be juvenile and young because you know that a lot of your behavior is excused when you're young.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
you know,
yeah,
when
yeah.
you step into a certain realm, it's like, over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no excuse. Okay, cool.
Even him saying, oh, I don't want to get married to you because I feel like I'm not ready for marriage. Mm.
Yeah. That was oh, the biggest
said,
red
he said
flag.
He's not ready for marriage, but you came on a show where the end is.
No, right. No. You see, I had this argument with my missus, yeah? This man is ready to be in love at this point because he's met AD. But the thought of actually being married scares him because he feels that to be married, you have to be 100%. Mm.
This is the same which person is what the that came is. To say he didn't know that men wear wedding rings.
Yes.
You're not ready. You shouldn't have been on the show in the first place.
Yeah, I know. No. Because he thinks that as soon as he gets into this, like, so imagine you're thinking, okay, this Love is Blind show. You go in there.
No, because
in his mind, I'm trying to think from what I've seen in it, yeah? In his mind is like, okay, I'm going to find somebody here. And when it gets to that wedding day, I'm going to be 100% sure. That's it. That's in his mind. That's obviously, it doesn't work like that.
That's signs of a mad person.
That is. But you can see in him that he's thinking, bruh, like, why am I not there yet? I thought, like,
but
and
I
he's
feel
talking
like
to
he,
other people and they're like.
His mum got it bang on the head. His perception of, like, love and relationships and marriage is so far from where it should be
it
for
is.
Someone
it
in
is.
That process.
He thinks it should be perfect.
Well, his mum's an enabler, though.
Do you think?
I think so, man. Why? Like, the way the family responded to him doing that to her at the altar was crazy.
What did he do at the altar? What did
he said no.
The way he said no.
Mind you, when she came on the altar, he was like, oh, you got that shit on.
Oh my God.
This is how we were talking about her.
Oh, it was that.
Oh,
was
he said, okay, I see that body.
It was that one. You know when he did that?
Okay, body.
Okay, body. Even though he knew he was going to come and crash her heart.
It took him 2 minutes to actually say, you look beautiful. He gave her every other superficial compliment. I was like, there's no way he's not going to say it. And then randomly at the end, he's like, oh, you look beautiful. Right, cool. Mind you, her wedding dress to me was very tacky, but
so people were saying it was from Fashion Nova.
It was, she had a high slit.
It could have been on a rave.
It looked basically like a Fashion Nova dress.
It could have been an all white party.
It could have been to like
I think maybe she was ready herself.
Anyways, she's gone like they've done that. Their speech, it's crazy because they did this whole speech thing talking about feelings and da da da. And then she says yes first. And then as soon as it went to him, I was like, oh.
He started to
no, as soon as he said, you know, I love you. I was like, Jesus. Yeah. Lord.
And he'd asked him, by the way, maybe a week before, he'd asked her, they were having a conversation about, oh, if we don't get married at the altar, will you still be with me? She was like, no, like, don't waste my time. Like, I'm in this for marriage.
And he said, wow.
He said, that's wow. A lot.
Guys, yeah, that's a lot.
So, Jen, just, an idiot, and bro. You guys are married, right? But yeah. I look at a show like Love is Blind. I remember the couple they've been together. What's her name? Lauren.
And the other one as well, the black couple.
And they're thriving
season.
And it's going. They but are. I look at a show like that and I'm like, I don't think this could work for me.
Never in my life.
I don't think this could work
for me. The success rate is very low.
Because even hearing that woman say, I'm in this for marriage. What do you mean you're in this for marriage? Like, I don't know. I don't feel
you
like
can
marriage
just
should
get
be
married
in. It should be, we are in this. Like, we are getting married. Not, if it's not married, the fact that he's even having any sort of thoughts that he might not want to do it. I'm running.
She's very desperate. And you can tell from like, I think her mum was an enabler.
Her mum was
AD's mum.
Massively an enabler. Yeah. Because Clay was saying all these things about, so basically his dad cheating on his mum relentlessly.
Yeah.
And would take
It's not funny, but it's funny. Because it was
yeah. And the dad would take the son on his cheating sprees, right?
Yeah.
So much to the point that he didn't think men wore wedding rings because his dad just never wore one, right? Yeah. And he would be saying to AD, basically, like, I feel like I'm going to cheat on you.
Basically, kind of the whole time.
Every other, like
he has commitment issues.
Commitment issues, cheating issues, this issues, that issues.
So what's he doing on the show?
I think he wanted to fix it. I think he thought he's going to get there and it's going to change.
This guy is very good looking. You don't have issues getting girls.
He's a good looking man.
Yeah,
and enough, do you know what people have been saying? They were saying that they feel like he thinks he can do better than her.
It's not impossible.
So if she looked different, he might have said yes.
It's not impossible, but I don't know. I don't think that, but I can get that. It's not. It's not impossible. That's feasible. But I genuinely think that he got to. I actually feel like he didn't want to do it, and he was like, maybe I'll get to the altar now.
I'll feel it.
That's what he.
So that's why he said last minute. It was a last minute thing because I think he was like, what am I gonna do?
Yeah,
and he just thought.
True.
I can't go through with this.
Yeah.
I respect him though.
Why?
I respect him. I can't
lie. For not just saying yes.
To say no in front of family, in front of her family, your family.
Excuse me, let me tell you something.
Go on.
You've dragged me here. My
no,
family.
No, okay.
In
okay.
my dress.
You knew no, you were going to say.
That's why I say the mum is an enabler because yes, you're supposed to say, what the fuck is that? Like, why didn't you do this weeks ago?
He should have done what Jimmy did.
They're all saying you did the right thing.
Yes. I personally think
that was production.
You needed more than
you needed somebody to say no at the altar. And it was either going to be Jimmy and thing or him and AD. And they said, you know what, health hazard. Let's do that, and then you can say no at the altar.
So from watching the show, is love blind, like, from what you guys are seeing?
I mean, yeah, from what I've seen, some people.
The ones that have lasted in the love is blind are the ones that, like, they have the physical attraction, they have the emotional availability, like, both parts are ready.
Mm.
If you don't have that recipe, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
Like,
the two couples that actually got married.
Yeah.
They had most of that.
Mm.
Even like last season, the black couple, can't remember their name.
The guy that worked for Nike.
Tiffany, was that her name?
Yeah.
They worked. Lauren and Cameron, they worked. So there's cases, but I feel like those couples would work in the real life.
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't need a wall. They would have worked anyway.
And they were at like a good age.
Yeah.
These 20-something-year-olds, 25-year-olds are gone on.
How are you going on Love is Blind at 25?
Love is Blind. Like, you didn't even try.
Come on. Like,
I don't even know how your parents
are. This is what was crazy. After he said no to her on the altar, this is how I know she's going to take him back. She is...
All you can do is pray for her.
Someone has just said no to you, by the way, in front of your family, your friends, everyone. The tears. And then he didn't even follow her. Cool, whatever. Eventually follows her, like goes in the room, was having a conversation with her. And then he's like, oh, can I have a hug? Not only does she hug him, she starts kissing him.
Yeah. But then at the end, she was like,
I would never be. She was in the crack.
I won't take
I would have thrown a brick at your head. Are you dumb?
Not just a brick.
I want them to get together.
Have you not never kissed the ex during the breakup?
No.
Come on,
even
man.
Even when you break up with someone and then they're like,
or even one last sex.
Nah. Yeah, last finale. Nah.
Yeah, definitely.
What? Finale.
That's crazy.
Come on, man.
That's crazy.
No,
it's cruel.
Because what do you do? Like, you're in the bedroom, like, one more time, let's go. Are you guys okay?
One little send off.
You know, when it's done, man.
Nah, we've all had a send off.
I want to hear about his last time.
We've all had a send off.
You know what I'm talking about? That McDonald's drink that you throw away and later on you're like, ah, shit, we only got Nali at home. When I rejected that finale, bro, I was on survivor. I don't love you anymore.
I've rejected the finale on some dickhead thing. I should have took it.
I got home and stuck off.
I slapped off Babe Station.
Oh my god.
Listen. You can't reject a finale. That's a word of advice. Get that finale in. Yeah.
Guys, don't do it.
A little post
for women, maybe it's different. Not for even men, a kiss. It's like
a hug, maybe. Yeah.
A kiss, yeah. Yeah. Not even a young hug.
A hug.
But you know when you're hugging someone goodbye and they try and lips, and now it's worse because not only have I just broke up with you, now your last memory of me swerving you.
Hello, doctor.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.